George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I think it would have been his birthday yesterday, do you know that?
What?
I think it would have been, if he still had his mortal coil. I think it would have been his birthday yesterday, George Harrison.
All right, yeah. Cheap, well, there you go.
Wow. Did I take you off guard there?
I wasn't paying attention. I was in the middle of something. I'm trying to get this all fired up so I know what's happening and everything. The old computer machine. I'm not very good with these computer machines.
I hate them.
Nothing. It's just asking me questions, and I'm not prepared for it. Stupid questions.
It's just unfair to be asking anybody questions this early in the
morning. Stupid questions. What's your password? How do I know? Set that like about 42 years ago.
You should be able to say back to a computer. You should be able to say back to a computer. I told you already ages ago.
I told you the first time. We're going to have to do this every time because I swear that's going to get fairly frustrating for both of us.
Very quickly, that's for sure. Anyway, listen, folks, welcome along. Happy hump day or whatever it is that you want to call your Wednesday, 26th of February. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim and hanging out with us and all that sort of stuff. And if you need to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Only the one snow text in so far.
Oh yeah,
and to be honest,
it's probably poxy out there, is it?
No, it actually, sorry, it looks as though it kind of, somebody texted in initially to say, hey Jim, PJ, snow falling in Westmeath, N4 very quiet. This is from Mary and P.
Happy and P.
Yeah.
Happy as a Mary and P.
And then a later text, about 10 minutes later, came saying, just hit Kildare, no snow, and the road is busy.
Right, well, there you go. It's just poxy cold. I've had enough of this time of year now.
Yeah, I am sort of getting a bit sick of the cold.
I'm getting a pain in my arse with the whole thing now. That's the truth of it.
Standing in the shower this morning, or just waiting for the shower to heat up. You know the way you have to wait for it to kind of heat?
All right, out your way, the rain heats up after. you just have to wait for a little bit.
I wish that was true. But you know the way when it's so cold. Well, maybe it's because our tank is in the attic or something like that, but it's so cold that even with the electric shower,
it still takes a few seconds.
Yeah. And you're standing there on the cold tiles in the bathroom and you're like, I have enough of this now.
That's a pain. You're standing there with your feet are cold on the tiles.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the water going, now I have to get wet.
And obviously, you know, your man vegetables resting on the tiles and everything, and it's just...
on the tiles? Good Lord. I'll tell you something.
You know, it's very uncomfortable for me.
I don't know what you're doing here because you've got a world record in your trousers.
Get me a circus on the phone.
Yeah, get me a circus on the phone. Jim McCabe is a career he didn't even know he had.
God, if only. Anyway, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with us, folks. Hopefully, if you are out and about doing and driving or anything like that, there was a bit of it outside the village on the drive down this morning, but it was, it was a weird one. In the village, it was grand. You get a bit outside it, and there was a stretch. And it was awful, and then it went right again.
So what's new there? Surrounded by the moat of mad weather.
That's it. It keeps the foreigners out.
Yeah, it keeps the visitors all away.
Stay back.
Yeah, cars and everything.
We don't do cars up here. Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 6:15 on this Wednesday, 26th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here. 087-188-0008. If you need to give us a shout at any stage. It doesn't look like it's going to be too bad. Somebody's saying, lads, left Dublin at 2:30 this morning. I'm in Charleville now on a drop of snow. So disappointing, says Danny.
It's not disappointing, Danny. It's great news for all of us.
Absolutely. Can you give a shout out to two fellow truckers, Poodle and the Bulker?
Poodle and the Bulker?
Yeah, men on a mission apparently from the Wexicans.
If that's not a name of a cartoon in the 80s, then I don't know what is. That's really like a cartoon, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Poodle and the Bulker. You can even hear the song.
Yeah. Either that or it's like a 70s truckers show. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They're like convoy names.
Oh, big time. Hey, Poodle, this is Bunker. Just letting you know we got some bear in the air coming out towards
the
Wexican
border.
Bear
in the air. Yeah.
Take it easy there on the Wexican border. Poodle, this is Bunker. Letting you know.
Right, 16 minutes past 6. Let's do the birthdays now. Here, this is what's interesting for you, sir. Okay?
Yes.
What's interesting for you is that there are but 3 birthdays that I felt were appropriate for you.
Oh, jeeber. All right, so we're down to a steady hat trick then. Yeah.
But, my God, are they 3 birthdays for you?
Holy smoke almighty.
They are literally... I mean, I don't think I could have chosen better birthdays to have in this particular hat trick for
Flipping
you.
Flipping hell.
That's how big it is.
Get me all excited.
Do you
want
to know how big it is?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you how big it is. It's this bloke's birthday.
How can we be
there it is. Your hero. It is Michael Bolton's birthday today.
Michael Bolton. What a song. What a man. What an amazing... Everything about all things.
Yeah, I thought you might have appreciated a bit of Michael. But since I gave you a bit of Dennis Waterman when it was his birthday.
Yeah, I know.
A bit of Michael Bolton.
But let's be honest, we've severely stepped up the ladder of stardom right now.
Absolutely. And of course, I mean, get this right, and you'd be in a very strong position to put a lot of pressure on Magical Michael and the musical powers.
Oh my God,
celebrate
you're right,
with
yeah.
the tune.
Jeez, I've never been so tempted to cheat my life, only you'd see me typing. Oh.
Yeah, well, sure. I thought we established that stuff over your side doesn't really work anyway.
Would you ever get off? All right, I'm
anyway,
say Michael,
Michael Bolton.
Bolton.
So how old were
Musical
you when you remember
Rosario,
that song?
Superhero. Sort of well, the song was 1989, wasn't it? So that means I was like 14. So he was...
Was the song... Was it that far back?
Oh, well, maybe it was 1990 then.
Right.
It was definitely one of them. Let's say 1990.
I'll have to look it up. I don't have it in front of me, but anyway... Yeah. Actually, hang on a second. Wait, let's see if the other almanac says anything about it. No. It doesn't say when that was a hit, anyway.
Yeah, it was definitely... I'm after telling you when it was a hit.
Oh, sorry. Right, okay.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. Would you give me a break? It's Ash Wednesday, and you're coming at me.
It was that? Oh, it's Ash Wednesday. Oh, my God. It is
Ash Wednesday, yeah. It's when you get to see all the... It looks like all the people have been walking around with the... dirty hands or
with
something.
With the dirty thing on their head.
So I got to say that Michael Bolton is... this is so scary. Why is this terrifying? He's 63.
Oh! 67.
Flippin' hell, he looks well, doesn't he?
67.
Chiseled from stone.
Who said a mullet couldn't? You
chiseled
know I mean?
From stone, so he is.
Although I think he might have had a bit of work done.
You get out of it. You had work done.
I need a lot of work done. The estimates for my work to be done, that'd be... You're running into big bills there, buddy.
That's only because you're thinking of an extension on the house as work. Whereas Michael Bolton got an extension on the head. Two different things.
So Michael Bolton, 67,
I tell you.
Did you go to his gig, did you?
I did, remember? Yeah. I went with me mate.
And you
Nick.
Got abuse from a couple of L1s.
There weren't even L1s. Two women sitting in front of us. Myself and me mate Mick, we're sitting there and she turns around and goes, oh, fair, how are you? We're chatting away to him. She was saying, oh, she listens to the radio show and all.
Yeah. And in that case, apologies for calling you an L1.
yeah. And then she turns around and goes, are you two here on your own? And we went, well, we're here together. Like, and she goes, sort of men are you? Go to Michael Bolton on your own. That's what she said.
Oh, man.
Disgraceful, carry on.
Shocking. Right, okay. Oh, I could have sworn that would be a banker for you. The great Michael Bolton, your hero.
Anyway.
And now you've compromised your chances of getting the song played.
I know.
But anyway, right. And next one for you in what was meant to be the perfect trilogy for you is the birthday of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Oh, jeepers, of course. Now, I tell you one thing. It's hard to know his birthday because he's aged 52 years in the last 12 months.
Yeah, he's gone from being the baby-faced assassin to being the OAP.
talk about a job taking its toll on someone.
He really has
put on some years in the last 12 months, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, it's mad looking at him.
And it's not even, it's kind of like, it's the lines and stuff, isn't it? It's the...
Yeah.
It's the weariness on the face.
The weariness,
How much are we paying, Sanchez? Oh my God.
I don't know.
I'll be lying down in my office there if you need me.
Just going to lie down in my office because Pogba won't talk to me and I won't talk to anyone else. We don't know what's going wrong and it's all been a disaster and I'm going to put on me kit from 1999 and go for a swim.
Lie in a dark room.
Yeah, I'm just going to mind my own business.
The old baby-faced assassin. He was no longer baby-faced or indeed an assassin anymore.
No, unfortunately not.
Now he's, well, I don't know what you'd call him now, but anyway. Ollie's at the wheel. Just unfortunately, the wheel's not attached to anything.
Yeah, I suppose he is an assassin. He's killing off any chances we ever getting to the Champions League.
Yeah, he's now the Champions League chances assassin.
Yeah. He's 47.
Yes!
Yay! There you go.
You see, this could have been the perfect trilogy. It could have been Michael Bolton. It could have been Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Oh. And you know who the third one is?
Who?
It is only Dubs superstar Dean Rock.
You're joking me.
Yeah. Literally, I was giving you Michael Bolton, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Dean Rock. Literally your heroes. Singer, United legend and manager. dub superstar.
Far to, anyway, to the whole thing.
And what's more, had you gotten Michael Bolton, right? I was going to tell you that for Dean Rock.
It's a significant birthday.
It is.
I know, he's 30 today.
Yes, he is.
Ah, you killed me.
I can't believe that it was Michael Bolton who let you down.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. That is an absolute...
The biggest hero of the whole lot got let down by it.
Absolutely. We need I'm going to have to calm you down.
I can't believe it.
I'll just give you a bit more of it. This is what you could have won.
You're
I feel like
teasing me now.
I feel like Jim Bowen. Here's what you could have won.
Oh, no.
You made a complete mess of this.
Oh, no. Enjoy it while it lasts. If we can be friends.
Well, that's what you could have won, but instead you've got your bully mug.
No.
I should get one of them.
You should.
The Bull McCabe's bully mug.
The bully mug.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. 6:33. How are you?
Good. Good night's sleep. That's two in a row.
Wow. Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah, you know when you get into a nice run of...
I've had a good rhythm, yeah.
Do you ever struggle with it?
Do you know what? I'm my own worst enemy. And I start doing things at 9 o'clock at night when I should be going to bed.
What sort of things? Oh, like God. Making food and like...
Laundry and lunches and cleaning kitchens and, you know, that kind of thing.
Leisure
activities like.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah. The thing to fill you with joy and make your day worth living. Yeah,
I know what
those
you're saying.
Kind of things.
Yeah.
Or I go up and I turn on the telly and I watch the news and I go, no, I should turn off the telly, but I'll just have a quick flick.
Oh, yeah.
And then you end up.
Then you're down the wormhole.
Exactly.
So those 9 o'clock is dangerous territory to you because you're a news junkie, like, you know. So
well,
it gets to 9 o'clock, the news comes on.
I know.
You're just starting to get excited, and then it's bedtime.
I know. The best thing that happened to me in the last few years from a work perspective was that Evan Davis left Newsnight because I loved him, and I'd stay up at night watching Newsnight of Evan Davis.
That's
but
brilliant.
I'm not so keen on it anymore that he's not there.
Right. He's done you a favour, basically.
He has, basically, by setting up and retiring.
I don't even know who it is, but was Evan Davis like a news pin-up, was he?
Well, oh no, definitely not. But he's the thinking woman's crumpet, that's for sure.
Right.
He used to present the original...
He stimulated my mind.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Thinking woman's crumpet is the sentence of the day.
He used to present, you'll know him, he's a very odd-looking man. He used to present Dragon's Den, the BBC version of Dragon's Den.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good-looking chap.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I definitely agree, the thinking woman's crumpet.
Yes, that's him. Yeah.
Jeepers.
Why do you definitely agree?
Me?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's a very good looking chap.
Not compared to Michael Bolton or anything, you know?
I know. Now you're talking the real deal.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A couple of people enjoying that one. I think that's, who's that? Is that Sid, is it? Yeah, Sid seems to have been enjoying that tune. Somebody else texted in about that as well. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008, if you do want to give us a shout this morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What are we looking at? Almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. Loads of people have been in touch, all right. Somebody saying, morning, boys, Tara must have an awful big house. She cleans her kitchen every night.
Yeah, it sounds like that, doesn't it?
According to
She's mad
Gabriel
for the cleaning,
and
in fairness. She's always talking about the cleaning.
Loves a bit of the old cleaning.
Mad.
There's somebody sending us in a picture of a breakfast roll. I assume it's for no apparent reason than just to make us jealous. Mind you.
Look at that.
Of course, the other thing as well is...
There's something about a crap sausage that's wonderful, isn't it? Like, see that way? You know the way you get them sausages in a breakfast roll? And they're kind of crap looking.
They look... They're deep fried ones.
Yeah, they're a bit pale and they're... And then you got on your... you know them? Butter bread and a crap sausage. It's one of the greatest things you can do.
Great joy. And then, just because somebody else has texted in, let me just see who D in Cork this is. Blackfast today.
Blackfast? What's
fish
that?
Fishwife tonight. Because it's Ash Wednesday, you're supposed to not eat meat. You're supposed to eat fish.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
That's Good Friday.
Because you're very religious.
That's Good Friday.
And Ash Wednesday, apparently, according to Dee in Cork.
I never heard that in my life. I thought Ash Wednesday, you did whatever you like. Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Because it was always... So you're supposed to do it on the Good Friday as well, then?
Yeah.
So what other days then are meat-free days? Is there any, or is it just the two of them?
Do I look like the blooming
You ask me. You literally ask me a question every time, every day. Did I have a clue what the answer is? I didn't know that. We'll have to do some research. Let's do some Ash Wednesday research.
Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, definitely.
Yeah.
That they're probably the only two, are they?
I don't know. There's lots of days, like, I don't really understand what they are.
Yeah. The ones that have ascension and assumption and all those
these
in them.
Ones, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, this is the assumption of the...
I'm making an assumption that was an ascension today.
Yeah, or the retention of the palms and all. You're like, right, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is at all.
Right, John has a big decision on his hands. He's deciding whether or not to get up.
Well...
Literally, that's what he said. Well,
if this is one of those...
bed, deciding, will I or won't I... Oh, no, sorry. He was deciding whether or not to take another 15 minutes. Mind you, to be honest with you, that was over 15 minutes ago. So if he's still in bed, it's too late.
And if not, get up out of that, you George. Yeah.
Now, on the subject of the old Ash Wednesday, Colly in Balls Bridge was on to say, morning, lads. Ash Wednesday, back up Northern Ireland, was also known as Spot the Fenian Day, or I didn't know he was a Catholic Day. Good man, Colly.
There you go.
I didn't know he was a Catholic Day.
Come here, I've gotten to the bottom of it, right?
Have you? Right,
yeah.
Grand.
Under the current rules for fasting and abstinence, found in the Code of Canon Law, the Catholic Church anyway,
yeah.
Ash Wednesday is a day of abstinence from all meat and all foods made with meat for all Catholics over the age of 14. So you're right.
There you
why
go.
Why is that? Well, Ash, I haven't gotten to the bottom of the why. So why? Are fasting on abstinence of Ash Wednesday and Good Friday? And jeez, they really make a meal out of this sentence. There's more meat
quite,
in this sentence.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, there's more meat in this sentence than there is in the plate. It's to express sorrow for the sins and try and bring our physical bodies under the control of our souls. We don't avoid meat on the days of abstinence or this is a contradictory thing. I can't understand this at all.
I think you may have read it wrong.
I did not read it wrong. I'm reading right off the page.
You have a lot of sin. You shouldn't be eating any meat for days, you.
Oh, you give up meat because it's good.
Yeah.
That's why you give it up because it's good.
Yeah.
So it's a sacrifice to make sacrifice because of the, yeah.
Because the sacrifice that was made for you, PJ, because you're a sinner. You're a sinner. You're full of evil.
I tell you, this was not the way I saw it this morning, Cole, now. The accusation's flying.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
I assume
you won't necessarily be, what's the word, observing it, necessarily. Based on the fact there's a Tupperware dish on your desk with spicy chicken or something in it.
Look at you shaming me now. Unbelievable. Go have a dirty sausage.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I don't think I'll be necessarily observing it myself now. But anyway...
If you are, let us know. Let us know. If you want, now I can't believe I've been chicken shamed on the radio.
What about, does meat flavours count? Because Mary and Santry's had to buy herself a packet of the cabbage and bacon and beef stew tato.
Of course it counts. Those things are so, tato crisps in Ireland are so holy, you nearly give them out as a communion.
They're all right. She can have them, even though there's meat flavour. I'm just asking you, as their newly appointed Pope PJ.
Pope PJ.
Can Mary have beef flavoured and bacon flavoured crisps?
With the blessings of God, enjoy your crisps today.
Morning, lads. Antoinette from Cork. My dog broke my phone. So this is my new number. I was out of action for a few days, but still listening, keeping a low profile after Cork City started the league. Yes, understandable.
That makes a lot of sense.
Let's move swiftly on.
It's only just the 10 goals in the 3 games they've conceded.
Yeah.
Hopefully things will get better for them.
Happy Dole Day, lads, from Damo. Good man, Damo.
Good man, Damo.
That's the way forward.
This is the little things in life we all need to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Crisps
and the scratch.
Somebody saying it wasn't Frank Cannon who made those rules about food.
Frank Cannon.
So you remember? You don't remember that, do you?
I don't remember.
You're probably a smidgen too young.
Looking at the photograph they sent us of your man with the mustache.
He was like a copper. It was a cop TV show in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Yeah, yeah. What else is this? Be grand. Chicken is poultry.
Is that actually a fact?
No, that's meat.
Right.
Mind you, having said that, you once compared fish to chicken of the sea.
Fruit?
No. Vegetables of the sea.
Yeah, yeah. Fruit with gills, I believe I said.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, they're just gilled fruit.
Right, okay.
Which is why you're allowed to eat fish, obviously. Meat. Fish doesn't count as meat.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, that's why you can eat fish on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ma always used to make us fish finger sandwiches.
What is the point you're making there? So I'm genuinely interested. What with the...
I didn't
bring
it up.
Because it's fruit, is it?
Yeah, it's fruit. That's what Jesus was telling us. You can eat fish because it's fruit.
Big 80s movie classic, Kenny Loggins, of course, and Footloose here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 26th of Feb, 9 minutes past seven, and... It's time to get serious. It's time to go undercover.
Look at that. I love that. You know something? You're great at picking music when it comes to topics. You really set the tone. You really set the tone.
Listen, we said we were going to do this today, okay? And to be fair, you're probably aware of this because it's been doing the rounds on social media over the last few days. But it is kind of fun, right? Because here's the theory behind it, okay? You may have seen this on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. There's this kind of, as I say, this tweet, Instagram, whatever it is, going around, right? And basically, here's the gist of it, okay? You've been kidnapped, okay?
Yes.
Your kidnappers allow you to... Your kidnappers allow you keep posting on social media to pretend everything is all right. What would you post that would alarm your followers without the kidnappers knowing you're asking for help? Right, so as far as your kidnappers are concerned, you're just putting up stuff, right? To make it look as though, yeah, no, it's
everything's all right here, yeah.
But you're secretly sending a message to your followers who know you well enough to know... PJ would never do that.
There's something wrong. Something very out of character then.
Yeah.
Something outrageously out of character is what you'd have to. Yeah. So people say there's something wrong, I better give him a shout.
Exactly. Yeah, they'd know something. That's not. He would never do that.
Have you thought about it? Do you know what you'd say?
I think it's pretty obvious for people who listen to this show. I'd probably put out a tweet saying, think I'll go for a long cycle.
Yeah. I've taken up cycling.
Yes. Yeah. About to get the Lycra on. Going for a long cycle.
Yeah. Man, doesn't this feel good on your bum? Doesn't this Lycra feel real good on your bum?
Or else, yeah.
Wait till you see my new helmet.
Can't wait to get back in the... Actually, no, that could be taken totally differently. But anyway, leaving that aside...
Both plays a character, though. You know what I mean?
How very dare
both
you.
Both of some completely unrealistic expectations.
Oh, my God. Right, what about you, then?
It's easy for me. Come on, Mayo! Thinking of a weekend to Mayo. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Straight away, people would know that's not right. That's not our PJ.
Beautiful, beautiful Leitrim.
Yeah.
I'd put that...
Oh, what's the song of them? Have a song?
Oh, the green and red of Mayo. That one, yeah.
Yeah, if you put that in those kind of like the little musical quotes.
Oh, yeah, there. Mayo for Sam. As simple as that.
That's
Mayo
it.
Mayo for Sam.
They'd know straight away.
2021 Mayo for Sam.
Somebody's got PJ. Then they'd be there. Brainwashing
they'd be there. Oh, my God, this is serious. This is very serious. I don't know what's going on, but it's very serious.
Right. Yeah. Magic, what's the story? What would it be for you? What would you be putting out there on social media to alert your followers? Hang on a second. Why can't we hear from Magic?
I can't
today?
Hear Mike.
Let me play with the machines for a minute.
It's something odd with
his keeps messing with the machines.
His little room as well. It has a mind of its own. People are going in and playing or pressing his buttons just to see the look on his face, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Try it now.
Oh, there we am, yeah. I'd say it'd have to be, I never want to eat another avocado in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight away, that'd be like, that's not our Mike.
You know what I hate is papayas.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
That's true. It'd be really easy to catch him, wouldn't it?
Or Mike, I think I might put on socks today.
Yeah, I really hate foreign food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's so many ways to catch
them. So we're all a bit obvious then, aren't we? We're all a bit obvious with our ones. We could have nearly predicted each other's ones.
I suppose, yeah, but that's the way it needs to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if it had to be more subtle, I suppose that's a harder way to go then.
Yeah.
You know, like me going, God, I'm dreading taking the dogs out today. Yeah?
It's a more
subtle sort of a thing.
Yeah. You know, God, you're better off sticking with up Mayo.
Do these dogs
Mayo.
Really need a walk? You know, people be like, oh, yeah, it's too subtle. So it's going completely the other way. Like, Michael Bolton is a tosser. If I put that out, people are going, there's something seriously wrong going on there.
Right. Now, I don't know whether people are... I'm assuming these are legit. Somebody has texted in, right, who is this? Let me just... Andrea. I'm off to Daily Mount to watch Bows.
Oh, get off, Andrea.
I'm assuming that would be her fake post, yeah?
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
So she must be. And likewise, the other side of that is, that's just come in from, let me see if I can get a name on this, from Paul. Come on the Hoops.
Come on the Hoops, yeah.
So I assume he's a massive Bows fan.
Well, obviously, though, you're talking a very serious divide in football. Oh my God, there's somebody there in the nip. Does that send us a photograph? Oh no, it's the
Ollie
picture.
And Galway is suggesting mine should be, I need to get my hair done. And yours should be, I can't wait to go and watch the Hoops in Tala.
Yeah, although, you know what I mean, then it's a, yeah. The thing is, you want to be rescued, right?
Yeah.
And then actually be able to go back to your social circle when it's all over.
Well, exactly.
And not have to say, oh, look, I had no choice. And,
yeah.
You know, like, it has to be some way believable. It'd be like as much as I would...
Like, no, yeah, I, like you know, Dave in Kildare, happy for the Scousers.
See, that's too far. That's when you start looking
too
at the
far.
Kidnappers and going, just take me now.
Yeah. There's no, yeah.
That's too far. You can only go so far.
You do have to maintain some level of dignity.
Yeah, you do. Like, you can't go mad and say, isn't James Milner a really interesting person? You can't do that.
What about this? Somebody suggesting you'd have to say that you're really looking forward to heading out with some mates this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're back on it. That's it. Yeah, can't wait for the weekend. Oh, I'm dying. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see where I'm going on holidays this year. That's the sort of thing that people would look at me and know there's something wrong.
Elf Terry has Old Trafford, here we come.
Yeah, exactly. See, big cop-eyed Terry. Now even he's getting into the swing of things.
Yeah, and like, there's a lot of that going on. Big Bob has been on to say, I put up that I'm a Man United supporter and think they could win a trophy this year. Yeah, no, to be honest with you, everybody would just think that's ridiculous.
I know, Bob. It still hurts, though. It still hurts.
Anyway, right, let's put it to the test, right? Let's put it to the test. What would it be, right? You need to put it out there. It's got to look like it's kind of normal to your kidnappers, but all of your followers, anybody who knows you, has to know that there's something really wrong with it.
Somebody,
what would it be?
Somebody just caught me, summed me up completely. PJ put up, can't wait for that UB40 gig. I think... Oh,
go on.
No, James.
What would you think?
I was just saying...
I just thought you didn't want to interrupt Michael Bolton.
You're right. Sorry, stop me talking.
Now, the only thing about it is because you didn't get his birthday right, we are giving you Michael Bolton. We're just not giving you... the Michael Bolton song.
And now you said, yeah, now the people know I was in trouble if you kidnapped me, if I says, oh no, I hate this song.
Michael Bolton, it's his birthday today. How old did we say he was again? Hang on a second there. 67. 67,
yeah, 67
he is
years old, so he is.
Mm.
The champion of all music.
There you go. Said I Loved You But I Lied from Michael Bolton. 20 minutes past 7, 20 and a half minutes past 7 if you're really... under pressure. We're getting loads of WhatsApps in. The idea is, of course, that if you were kidnapped, you've probably seen this doing the rounds, as we said, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, maybe, I don't know, the various social platforms. This idea, this little meme that's doing the rounds of posing the question, if you were kidnapped, right, and your kidnappers were allowing you to continue to post on social media, and you had to put a message out there to, you know, as far as your kidnappers were concerned, meant nothing in particular. It was just you posting your normal stuff.
Yeah.
But to your followers, they would know that something was very, very wrong because they know you better than that. Like, for example, this that came in from Tommy in Swords. I love listening to Joe Duffy. poor old Joe. Got to Tommy there in Swords. Shocking.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you know you? You do. Tommy.
Come here now. Would you be hoarded with the pain of being hoarded? With the sound of pain that to be hoarding you? Now, tell me about that. Yeah. And how sore was the pain that was hoarding you with the pain that was hoarding you in the head that was hurt?
A lot of people are more concerned about giving you ones than they are actually own. A huge amount of them seem to have focused on you saying, can't wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Starting the Christmas shopping this week.
Getting the Christmas tree up today.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, that would be pretty,
I know,
pretty
big
giveaway.
In fact, it's amazing that it's actually easier to think of them for me than it is for other people. I'm like,
for themselves.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, there's someone looking at you now. Someone looking at you.
Someone
God,
looking
I forgot
at you.
Jim, if you got kidnapped, we wouldn't know if it was you, Jim Diamond, Angry Anderson. You all look the same.
There you go. I don't know. I'm not sure how that fits with the plea.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
What about Simon?
It helps to read these out in your head first before you read them out.
Yeah. Preparation is the key. Simon, I'd say I'll be late home from my cooking class. Right, obviously Simon not big on the old cooking
front.
So
that's my mission for this year, by the way, lads. I'm going
to
bring yous in some meals this year. I'm going to start cooking, like, you know, I cook anyway. I cook every day.
Yeah.
But it's fairly basic. I want to start cooking some fancy-pantsy stuff. And I'm not playing the kidnap game now. That's an actual thing I
want
to do.
You do want to actually, like, what do you regard as fancy-pantsy? Like a roast?
Stuff with a sauce on it.
Stuff for a sauce.
Yeah, you know.
A sauce that you make yourself from scratch?
I know, you maniac. No, like, you know, a sauce, like a pesto on it. You know, fancy food. fancy food, like. Yeah. Like, you know the way, like, yeah. You remember Roz Purcell was in? Something out of her book, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, those, you know the way where you make your own pizza base out of sweet potato and all that?
Oh,
and
do right, all,
like,
okay.
Stuff like that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You made me question what fancy stuff
Simon
is.
Simon Delaney better watch his back. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I want to just get to the basics. I'm just trying to get to the stage where I can make a meal that somebody would, like, that I wouldn't be ashamed to eat in front of someone else. How about that?
Gallagher's Gourmet. Maybe on the way.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I like it. I like it.
Now, considering the last time I made something and brought it in here, everyone's face went numb because I managed to mix it with medication by accident.
Somebody else, who's this? Nobody gives you your name anymore. God's sake, people. Give us your name. Laura. Another one for PJ. Mick Hucknall must be the most talented singer-songwriter
ever.
Oh,
God. I must be in imminent danger of death to be typing such a thing.
There's loads of them. Anyway, listen, keep them coming. 087-188-0008. Maybe we'll stick out an ugly mug if you get. Mind you, to be honest with you, the thing about it is we don't know these people. Just realise that we don't know these people.
Yeah.
We're just trusting them that whatever they say happens to be like the complete opposite of what they genuinely like.
I'm sure it is. That's the Irish way.
Yeah.
It is. Like, do you want to come out to this thing tomorrow? Yeah. We were only talking about it yesterday. We always say, it's Irish people always say things that they, contrary to what they really think. We're just trying to stay out of the hassle. We're trying to stay out of the hospital. We're trying to stay out of each other's way.
Right. Also, just on the subject of you wanting to cook fancy stuff, you know, with sauces and all, somebody has texted in chips with curry sauce, like.
It's a start. It's not much, but it's honest.
Fergal Sharkey, a good heart here at Classic Hits, just leaving 20 to 8. Remember, miraculous is the clue for the hit, but loads of people looking to get involved. Classic Hits, a good place to start as well for all the previous guests and to listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, pet owners.
Absolutely.
People like myself in the world, you're going to be a lot happier, I think, with the when you find out that technology is finally reaching us.
Are you going to be happier now? I would have assumed that you were going to absolutely slate this.
No way.
Really?
Only humans that use these things can't be trusted.
Right.
It's different when it comes to your four-legged furry friends and family.
Yeah.
Furry friends. Four-legged family. That's what they should be called, actually.
Correct.
So pet owners now might be able to get Fitbits for their dogs. And I have to say, it's the best idea I've ever heard.
I mean, like, you are the man who slagged off the whole Fitbit count stepper thing.
Yeah.
Because you were saying
that... stupid.
Basically, you were saying all you have to do is move your arm and it thinks you're flying.
Exactly, because they're stupid.
Right. Whereas...
Whereas they with a dog, they're brilliant. So that's what I'm saying.
Where do you stick it on a dog?
Well, it's none of your business.
I'm just curious, like, does it go on the collar?
Well, no,
or do you actually strap it to its leg?
No, it's going to be a wearable, so it looks like it's going to be something that, I don't know, like a little t-shirt thing, maybe something like that.
Little t-shirt.
Yeah, maybe it goes into a t-shirt or something like that. But it's wearable technology, they're called wearables anyway. And it's going to be able to monitor their heart and their breathing rates. Now that's something a regular Fitbit wouldn't do.
So it's not counting, nothing to do with counting steps or anything like that, no?
No, not to be counting the steps, right. No. Although it probably will be able to do that, be able to geo-count them, you know, that way. The way the Fitbit doesn't. Fitbit.
They'd be getting double steps anyway, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd hope
four
so.
Of those legs.
Four legs, you'd have to at least
twice the amount of steps.
Sure, you remember I had a Fitbit and I was sitting here typing. And it's not like I do a lot of typing. And by the time, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m, I did 2,500 steps and I hadn't got up off the chair.
Yeah.
So I imagine the technology is going to be
because it was
like
you started looking at it. You physically were swinging your arm while watching your phone and watching
and
the steps going up.
The steps were flying up.
Yeah.
I could have lain in my bed scratching.
It is a flaw in it, isn't it?
Come on.
To
I could have been
least.
Scratching me back and I would have got
on. I had one and I kind of stopped wearing it after you poo-pooed it.
But now if you have one of these, say if you put something on and it's on your, like, you can put
maybe
it on
you
over
should
your
wear
clothes.
Maybe you should wear it as an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, it gives a different sort of a message
Mind
out to
you,
the world.
I was just
going to
say, that might tag you as
you
being...
could wear it. If I wore it, it'd be there being on, here's Asbo. Look at him. Exactly. No wonder he doesn't like going out.
Yeah, he's not allowed outside
of certain
boundaries.
And alert goes off at the local guard station if he goes out. It's no wonder he's not into it. But this is called wear. It's going to be able to put it on and it'll read through the dog's fur. This has always been the problem, that you wouldn't be able to read the dog's heart or a cat's heart or whatever. Well, why you'd want to know. I suppose, look, cat lovers.
Or your goldfish or something.
Well, you could do that, actually.
Your budgie.
You actually could do that. Yeah. But getting through the fur is the hard part.
It looked like the goldfish was wearing an oxygen tank or something, wouldn't it? Yeah. Are you sure that's a real fish? It's just, it looks to me like he's wearing scuba diving gear.
Yeah. He is diving. What do you think fish do? That's what they do. They dive.
Yeah, of course it is.
Not going to do it without the right gear.
All right, Jack. I never knew that.
So these things, they can read through the fur. It comes stretch. It's stretchy, flexible material. It tells you that. Give you all that sort of information. So it's kind of like you're keeping an eye and watching their health all the time.
That's
so
a good
know
shift.
Yeah, so you know.
And then is it connected to your app on your phone?
Yeah, of course.
Or
yeah.
Is it connected to the dog's own app on their own phone?
If I thought for a second, that would be useful. They'd all have phones. I'm not even joking you.
PJ, how are you? Yeah. No, it's Stella. Listen, come here. I'm at the rolling in poo, right? Could you come down?
It just shows how stupid Jim is. I wouldn't call them, Jim. They can't talk. I text them.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit, €1,170 is what it's worth this morning. And it sounds like this. And has sounded like that for quite a while now, to be fair.
Too blooming long.
So we're trying to give it away. Miraculous, the new clue. Not cue. That's a different thing we're talking about. The new clue, Miraculous. And Mary and Galway's going to go for us this morning. How are you, Mary?
Hiya, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all, Mary. How are you getting on?
Not so bad. Thank you.
What's the plan? What's it like out there in Galway at the moment? It's freezing today, yeah?
It's freezing and it's flooded, PJ.
Oh, really?
Flooded? Oh, no. Which bit of Galway are you in, Mary?
Ballantyre, I come from, and I'm on my way into work.
Right.
And how are you getting into work in a canoe?
Hovercraft.
Good for you, Mayor. Good for you.
Hovercraft would be the perfect thing for getting
absolutely,
into work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, so, Mary, let's have a go at this. Then what do you think?
Express Yourself by Madonna.
Ah, Madonna. Right. All right. Oh, magic, Mike.
Right, lads, let's head to the wall of celebrity knowledge.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Thanks a million. Have
no
a good
worries,
day.
Mary. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
See you, Mary.
Good
luck. Right, Jennifer is in Dublin. How are you, Jennifer?
How's it going, lads?
Not too bad.
Jen.
How are you getting on?
Grand, just walking to work there now.
Walking to work? What are you walking? I nearly said, what are you wearing?
My God.
What are you wearing?
It never leaves you, doesn't it?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you know, once you're that sort of a person.
You can take the
man out of anyway. It doesn't matter.
I get out of it. Jennifer, that was a completely innocent remark. Was what it was meant to be.
Anyway,
I hope you're wrapped up and warm. Is what I was trying to say.
Oh, very wrapped up, all nice and warm. Getting the Fitbit in, you know.
Oh, that's it. Getting the steps up. Proper order.
So before I say it worse, Jennifer, what do you think it is?
I think it's like a prayer by Madonna.
Oh, right. Oh, we're on the Madonna kick today.
Yeah, double Madonna today. Right, let's ask the big man.
No.
Sure, I'll try again, lads.
Absolutely, Jennifer. Don't give up and stay warm.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Take it handy. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Keep your coat on, Jennifer. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Whatever you do when you're around, PJ, keep your clothes on, for God's sake. What are you wearing? What are you like?
Listen, I'm...
Oh, my God. This show isn't just for you to get involved in your seedy carry-on. Sure, it's not Michael.
I'm ashamed to be associated with you right now.
I'm ashamed of myself now, to be quite honest with you. 20-5, Damien Farley will give you another go. He'd be more appropriate in his questions, I imagine.
Damien, I mean, he wouldn't be getting involved in that kind of shenanigans.
Oh, you'd never hear that. There you are, now. What are you wearing now before we start?
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, the Communards. What a tune, of course, the Communards. Well, Jimmy Somerville of the Communards. Performing at Forever Young this year. Headlining, I suspect, one of the nights. After his performances last time, I assume he's going to be the headline act on one of the nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, yeah, he's brilliant, he's the best. I love him, love Jimmy Somerville.
Absolutely.
Love Jimmy Somerville, so I do.
What are you making faces at me for? What happened when I wasn't here?
Oh, nothing at all.
Right. Anyway.
I want to tell you a story, because I think we've just had something happen with an Irish interest that is going to make an incredible movie very, very soon.
Right.
And I don't think I'm bleeding exaggerating. That's not often you hear someone on the radio say that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm bleeding exaggerating even. So these two childhood friends, right, they've won something that I don't think many of us have ever heard of. It's called ski-joring.
Right.
Ski-joring or something like that. I don't know what the pronunciation is. That's how it reads anyway. Ski-joring, right? Two childhood friends. And basically what happens in this skeetering event is you turn up and you have to get pulled on skis by a horse through a course, and it's timed and it's all over different obstacles and stuff.
Wow.
So it's safe to say it's a very strange sport. But two friends...
being pulled by a horse.
You get pulled by a horse. So one person's on a horse pulling you around. You're on a set of skis.
Although, I suppose, to be fair, it's a kind of a land version of water skiing, isn't it, really? You know, if you replace the boat with the horse and put the water it on
with,
snow.
And the water with the snow, yeah. That's essentially what it is. Now, these two people have won it, and they're from Meath, right? Barry and Susan from Meath.
Meath, ski capital, really, ski when you think capital. Of it.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing... He's never been on the snow before and skis in his life. He was practicing on old carpet, getting pulled around by his kids.
How big's his carpet?
Well, he put loads of carpet down. Old carpet. And he was getting tugged around on it in Meath. He'd never been on the snow until he got to this event in Canada.
He was getting tugged around on his carpet.
He was getting tugged around on his carpet.
Wow.
By a childhood friend. And then she has never sat... She's competed. She is the highest... She's got a record for jumping side saddle on a horse, right?
Right.
She'd never...
the amount of little twerks in
I know!
It's extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. The story's all...
For jumping side saddle.
Side saddle jumping on a horse is a record.
That's a thing, is it? Side saddle jumping.
Who knew?
Wow.
Who knew? Right? She's never ridden
There's
on
an
the...
alternative Olympic Games coming up here. Do you know that? The Irish Olympic Games. Side saddle jumping and skiing on carpet.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Throw in a bit of joyriding or something. You know what I mean? It's the perfect Olympic Games. So she has the record for that, but she's never ridden in the Western style saddle that you have to use for this event, ever.
Right.
She's never ridden a horse on snow before in her life, ever.
Right.
And the two of them are after going out and winning this competition. They beat off all the Americans and the Canadians, and they're after winning it.
So you're right, it's like the Irish Cool Runnings.
Yeah, and it's the fastest growing sport in North America. And the champions now...
Stop it.
The fastest growing sport in North America
is horse skiing.
Skeegering. Horse skiing. Excuse you, wash out your dirty mouth. That's like calling hurling, like...
Wooden spoon ball.
Sticky hard ball. You wouldn't call it sticky hard ball.
Ski-joring.
It's just incredible. Like when during the race, she lost a spore out of her boot. She lost her hat. Your man at the back was all over the place. The knees were going. They had to do five races in the day.
Will you calm down, Marjorie? I'm struggling.
Susan. Calm down, Susan. Said Barry.
Said Barry. Wow. Now they can turn it into a school book.
I know.
Calm down, Susan, said Barry as the horse ran off.
Can't you see we're not on carpet anymore? It's just a brilliant...
Somebody's texted to say that would be the worst movie ever.
You idiot. Of course it wouldn't be.
Tony doesn't agree with you at all.
Tony, I absolutely disagree with you. I think it would make an amazing movie. Like, it's... And they went then to eat in a place where they actually eat in the movie Cool Runnings.
Right.
A place called Ranchman's. They sat down and had their celebration meal there. They were like going, this is very... Very familiar, isn't it? I think it's deadly. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic when Ireland win anything.
And what I love about it is that there's all these things, you know, in the days and world that we live in where they go, if you have a dream and you want it bad enough and you try hard enough and you get the Roy Keanes of the world, fail to prepare...
Yeah, yeah, you're
right.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. And basically then two people from me that proved it all wrong and says,
brilliant.
Just have a go. Just turn up and have a go.
You're right. These are the sort of Irish Eddie the Eagle characters.
They are, except they won.
Carpet in Meath.
I know, but Eddie the Eagle there killed himself. These two went to one flipping thing.
I mean, they probably spent fortunes on that place in Kiltearnan or wherever it is. You know, the ski slope thing and all that.
Yeah.
And a lad in Meath put a bit of carpet down and he went and won a skiing competition.
So, yeah. Susan was over there riding around side saddle in Canada.
Yeah.
Says,
she never even threw her leg over before. And now she's done it for the first time and it's turned out to be a fantastic success.
Threw her leg
over. She got immense joy out of it.
Yeah, out of tugging Barry around.
On the carpet.
On the carpet.
It's extraordinary. What a result, eh?
Great gold medal for her.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do here at Classic Hits, 18 and a half minutes past 8 on this Wednesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Also, Jay has been on since we were talking about the... are they a Meath couple? Or are they just happen to be friends?
No, they're childhood friends.
About winning that ski-joring.
Ski-joring,
having
yeah.
practiced on carpet. Jay did point out the fact that they're from Meath is probably significant. That Navan carpet apparently is legendary.
I've heard, yeah.
Navan carpet, yeah, I suppose it is world famous in
sure,
fairness.
Isn't Meath itself the underlay of Ireland? Isn't that what it's famously
the
known?
The underlay.
Yeah, the underlay of Ireland. I just think it's a fantastic story.
Yeah.
Fair play.
And likewise, Alan and Ennis isn't convinced that it would make a great movie.
What?
A movie about horse skiing wouldn't fill a theatre on Craggy Island. What's PJ on about? I don't know whether people have bought into this to quite the same
you're
level.
Completely underestimating the achievement of the two of them. Winning anything with such a bad lack of preparation is a mountain to climb.
Nigel in Newbridge, Nigel Reardon there in Newbridge, me old pal, he was just saying he can see Des Kelly rubbing his hands as we speak. You see, that could be a big thing now for Des Kelly. He could become like the official ski-joring partner of the Irish Olympic ski-joring team.
I suppose it'd be cheaper than the bowl sponsorship. There's only two of them, and they've only done it the one time.
The Laz, there she goes. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, 26th of February. Ash Wednesday, of course.
Ash Wednesday.
We had to remind PJ a little bit earlier. Well, it wasn't me that reminded him, to be fair. I wouldn't really be the person to remind him. It was actually somebody who texted in. Can't remember who it was now. But anyway, somebody texted in to say, Black Fast today. Fish tonight, which is not a big deal to you because you're a big fish lover.
I'm a fishy person.
Yeah.
I'm very fishy in my picking.
But it did come as a bit of a surprise to you that you were sort of
I didn't know.
Being instructed in that regard.
I did not know. I thought you only went off to meet for Good Friday. I did not realise Ash Wednesday was a day for going off the
Abstinence and what's the other thing? For something in abstinence.
Penitence. Is this no? Penance. No.
Oh, who knows?
Jeepers, we are an absolute outrage, aren't we? It's as if it wasn't drilled into us in the school.
Absolutely, yeah.
Here's the basics about Ash Wednesday.
Right. Actually, sorry, before you tell me now, right. So, will you be observing?
How do you observe?
It'd be easy enough for you to observe. As in, eat fish. Like, in other words, will you stay away from the meat?
Yeah, you know something.
Even though you have a big load of chicken on your desk that you cooked and it's spicy and all.
Oh yeah, I know, but now I hate the way we go into this. I know, it annoys me that we have to go through this every time. I cooked the chicken yesterday.
Right. So this is similar to your vegan thing.
Yes.
You can be vegan.
It doesn't count.
If you cooked the meat yesterday.
It's yesterday's dinner today. I'm not going to make today's dinner that I cook later.
Of course.
Will be fishy into a... You know, it'd be fishy.
You might end up eating that tomorrow, maybe.
Which it might carry over. In which case, I still get the 24
hours.
So
you can actually eat meat today, but it won't count because you cooked it yesterday.
Just a first meal.
Right, of
just
course.
Just a first meal.
Of course.
The rest, I won't cook it today.
It's probably in canon law, that. It's probably there. If you look in the Bible, it probably says,
a day.
Thou shalt not eat meat unless it was cooked the day previous.
How long is a
and
day?
And kept in a Tupperware
How
dish.
How long is a day?
Well, the last time I checked, 24 hours.
And when did I cook it?
I don't know when you
yesterday.
Cooked it.
I cooked it yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good. So there'll be 24 hours without meat.
Regardless. Well, you're going to eat it.
I know I'm going to eat it. But I
so
won't,
your day doesn't necessarily start.
Today.
Your day doesn't necessarily start at say midnight.
No.
Like say most of the days in the world. But yours starts maybe you might start it at say, I don't know, randomly 3:15. And providing you don't eat meat until 3:15 the next day.
Yes, that's your 24. Yes, that's a day.
That's fair
enough.
And
it was Ash Wednesday and I didn't cook
Nobody
meat.
Nobody could argue with that.
I don't think so.
That's well said.
I tell you, you're an awful you man for you the know, detail.
I tell you something, you should have been a barrister or something. I mean, you'd have been great there standing in the... I mean, you'd have gotten...
It's no point.
You'd have gotten what's his name off. What's your man's name?
Who?
The footballer with the hair and all.
The footballer with the hair. There's only a couple of them now.
And the white Bronco.
Oh, OJ Simpson.
OJ. You'd have gotten him off. I know he did, but you'd have gotten him off for sure.
I wouldn't have. Number one, I wouldn't want him to be free. And number two, being a barrister would be a nightmare because there'd be people like you who don't care about logic fighting with you all the time.
Yeah.
People like me
who don't care about
logic. Yeah, people like you who
That's
are just like. What about midnight? What about it? A day is 24 hours, no matter where it starts. Anyhow, if you please.
So will you be observing the thing on the head?
No, I don't think so. What?
Now, the ashes.
That's only the Catholic Church that do that. Is that right?
I've no idea. What are you asking me for? You're the expert. You've just been explaining it to me.
Well, all I know, here's the, I've been reading the basics. I've been trying to get my head around it, right?
Right.
And outside of, you know, you and your weird chicken before midnight rule, as if that's in the Bible. Thou shall only eat chicken before midnight. If you're completely clueless about Ash Wednesday, the black smudge you see in the forehead is generally understood to be a mark of penitence. That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
Sorrow, and it's a symbol of death. So a holy day marks the first day of Lent, of course. That's why we had our pancakes yesterday. It's our last big...
Blowout. Yeah.
Before we get into Lent. So that's 40 days, which means Ash Wednesday is always exactly 40 days before Easter.
There you go.
Makes perfect sense when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Although it's amazing how little I knew about this before. So, so it's to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus during Lent. So that's what we know.
Yeah.
You'll still be carrying on, I know. You'll be carrying on about the times and everything.
I won't be carrying on about anything.
Yeah, so they make the ashes. Did you know how they made the ashes?
They burned the palms.
I didn't. See, there you go again. The palms of the cross that were blessed.
What do you mean, there you go again? There you go again. Knowing things. Yeah, that's typically you, isn't it?
I know. You're an awful man to ruin the crack with facts. And sometimes they mix them with an oil to make sure that they stick to the skin, because the ash won't necessarily stick to the skin.
Yeah. But sure, it'd be all right for you anyway, because you could probably have the ash the day after and come up with some weird rule about 24 hours and all.
Yeah, well, again, what would be the problem with that?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the point. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Now, the New Park Hotel, the four-star New Park Hotel, is the place we want to send you this week. They've got all sorts of fabulous things to offer you. Luxurious accommodation, a health club and spa, fun-filled kids' activities, all in the heart of Kilkenny. But don't be worrying about the kids, not for this one. No, no, no. Ditch the kids, because this is a two-night midweek break for two to give away. You can let their family look after yours. You'll stay in a luxurious suite, hot tub on your own private balcony, dinner for two in Gulliver's Restaurant on one of the evenings, an afternoon tea on one of the afternoons, plus a choice of any 30-minute treatment each in their escape health club and spa. NewParkHotelKilkenny.com if you want to go and have an old goo for yourself.
But 10 the score to beat, so 11 or more is what we're after in the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. Geraldine and Claire is going to have a go. How are you, Geraldine?
Good morning, PJ. Morning, Jim.
How's it going, Geraldine? How are you?
I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous, Geraldine. My God, I tell you, there's only the three of us here.
Is that all? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No one else. Not even Mike. Mike's gone to the shop and all.
Yeah, Mike doesn't even listen, actually, when he's not on, to be perfectly honest with you. Anyway, listen, so Geraldine, do you normally play along, do you?
I do. It's a bit different kettle of fish now, though.
And is there anybody around to give you a hand out at all?
No, I'm on my own.
Right, PJ, you'll have to help.
Well, I'll do my best. Normally, I'll do my best in that I'll do my best to actually read the questions right for a change. How about that, Geraldine?
Good man. Thank you.
That'll do. Right, okay, listen, Geraldine, all we need is at least 11 correct answers in those 60 seconds. So you ready to go?
I am, yep.
Best of luck. Here we go.
The saying goes, blood is thicker than what?
Water.
Of which of the Spanish costas is the resort of Marbella?
Costa del Sol.
Maria Sharapova is famous for what sport?
Tennis.
Which animal is often described as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
In a standard deck of playing cards, what colour are the diamonds?
Red.
Which British singer's solo hits include A Different Corner and Faith?
George Michael.
Name the 1984 spoof documentary about the world's loudest band on tour.
Spinal Tap?
Yeah, in the 1997 film Face Off, John Travolta co-starred with what other actor?
Nicolas Cage.
In dentistry, what bee is a wire device fitted to the mouth to straighten your teeth?
Brace.
The planets remain in orbit around our sun because of what force?
Gravity.
Jurgen Klinsmann joined what football club in 1994?
Don't know.
Tottenham Hotspur. In what sport does the Six Nations Championship take place?
Rugby.
What is the traditional colour of clothing worn in cricket?
White.
The singer Enya is born in what country?
Ireland.
Yes! Oh my God. Look at you. Coming on all modest and all.
I tell you something, Geraldine.
Oh my heart.
Even with me still stuttering after I promised not to. You are still flying.
Used to,
oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much for dealing with me, so.
I tell you something, that was some score. You only got one of the questions you were asked wrong. That was the Spurs one, wasn't it?
I can hear my heart pumping in my ears.
Oh, I know that feeling.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13.
Oh, lucky 13.
Indeed. Geraldine, well done. It was well worth having a heart beat in your ears.
Oh, my God.
But I tell you something, you hid your light under a bushel there, Geraldine. God. You were flying through it, bother to you. You're a bit of a quiz master, are you?
Oh, not really. No.
Well, modest to a fault.
Modest to a fault. You're brilliant, Geraldine. I'd say you're in a really good place now for the rest of the week, so keep your fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah,
absolutely. Listen, have a good day,
much.
Geraldine. Take care of yourself.
You too, guys.
Want to ice your ears for the day. You'd be grand.